Hi, I'm Charlie Perry.
And I'm Amy Wall.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare. But we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated at all of the conflicting advice on looking the glowiest we can. So we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin. Hello, Amy Wall.
Hello, Charlotte Perry.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah. Nothing major. How are you?
Yeah.
You like your head's about to fall off.
I think it is. I think my head's in my arse.
Yeah, it is, to be honest. I mean, we can't swear on this one.
Wait, if you say if your head's in your arse, does that mean you're up your own arse? Because it's not that. I think my arse is my head. I think that's what I meant to say.
Can you stop swearing, please? Because
Oh my god. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Right, so the other day... So I commute to work and my lovely granddad gives me a lift to the train station every morning in Blackpool.
What an angel.
And my grandparents are saints. Like, I don't swear or anything in front of them. I am literally like...
Well, so... you haven't sworn yet. It's me that will be in trouble.
Well, yeah, but in every other episode I have. So I am literally an angel in front of them. And then picked me up the other day. Oh, I listened to your podcast or whatever it's called the other day and my heart honestly sank. I was like, what?
Oh my god, what? Brilliant.
And I didn't even want to ask him what he thought. I just said, oh yeah,
Dennis.
Yeah. I was like, I swear in it, Gwendolyn, I don't want you listening to that.
Yeah, but not only that, I'm pretty sure you say like, you genuinely,
I talk about like shagging, I talk about like...
genitals.
Yes. Yeah. Can't be arsed. I'm queen.
Bye.
Bye, birthday skin. It's been great.
At the start now, I'll be like, hi Charlie, how are you?
You'll just have to find someone else.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. Well,
you're just going to have to be a solo thing now.
Maybe I just get Dennis on.
Dennis wouldn't know anything. I was like, oh, cool. And he was like, oh, it's all about beauty. I was like, it's actually skincare, Grandad.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, Dennis.
Dennis wouldn't know anything about it. No offence, Dennis. Love you. If you listen to this,
Turn it off now because she's going to swear in a bit.
Yeah.
And your little angel is not the angel that you think she is.
I am, Grandad, I promise.
Just a small message to you, Dennis. But I wonder if Dennis knows what cellulite is.
Do you reckon he does?
He must do.
I mean, it's been around since the start of time.
Yeah.
But
just like Dennis.
You tight.
Why is that
bugger.
Tight?
You tight bugger. You. Just like Dennis, been around the start of time. He's only 82.
Oh.
He's
sorry,
not exactly
Dennis
3 billion
off now.
Years
told him
old.
To turn off.
Whatever.
3 billion years old.
Whatever.
Right, we're talking about cellulite today.
We are, yeah, because we just thought it's one of them things that pretty much not every woman, if you're not lucky to experience it, then, you know.
If you're not lucky to experience it.
Well, like, it's sarcasm.
No, I think...
If you're not lucky enough to experience it...
Oh, right, sorry, I didn't get that.
Sure.
My arse is my head.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not lucky enough to experience cellulite, then, you know, you're really missing out. It's amazing. I love it. Like, it makes me feel really sexy. Yeah,
it makes me feel great on the beach when there's people without cellulite.
I just feel like one giant fucking crumpet.
And that's you that's scared of holes.
Don't say that because...
At least they're
not
holes.
No, don't. I don't admit it to anybody.
Oh, God.
I'm not scared of holes.
She
I fucking
holes.
Love holes.
She loves the film as well.
The film?
Yeah, the film Holes where he just digs holes. And it like
I've not
pans
seen that.
Out. Don't watch it. Or watch it. You're going to love it.
Oh, God, yeah, Mike. Oh, should we... First movie we watched together in the flat.
Holes.
SpongeBob.
Yeah. Can you not watch SpongeBob?
No, I really like SpongeBob. It's just because you said sponges. Right. Anyway, yeah, so...
Bikini Bottom. Yeah, so you know what? Having cellulite is fucking shit.
It's the pits, isn't it? But, you know, it's very common. So if you do have it, which you more than likely are going to
isn't it
if
like
you're a female.
Of the population?
90% of women.
Yeah.
Because it's more likely...
Guys women... get cellulite as well.
Well, it's more common in women due to the distribution of fat.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, we're bootylicious.
Yeah, I wonder what it was that made cellulite, like... unacceptable.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, was it the photoshopping era where it was like, okay, that's not quite that doesn't look perfect.
Yeah, maybe it's just like the lumps and bumps and like your skin's not smooth and
no, I know, but I mean like what is it that made us think that it's not normal? Because like it is normal.
It definitely is.
Like you can't get rid of it. I'm sorry to say that is what this episode is about. Like you can't get rid of it because like you said, it's
It's the way that our genes work. So.
Well, it's actually the formation of lumps and dimples in the skin. So if you have it, you need to remember that it's literally nothing to do with excess fat.
Yeah.
Because I've seen like the slimmest of people with cellulite.
Yeah.
And people often refer to it as, oh, like, I'm so fat, look at all this cellulite, aka you. That's what you do. Yeah. You're like, I'm so fat, I've got all this cellulite. It's not fat. It's literally not fat.
No,
if you were to put it into more technical terms, it's the result of fat cells, but not excess fat, fat cells pushing up against the skin over connective tissue.
Yeah, I know.
So it's basically like, make a little hole with your hand, like this. Like,
an okay sign.
Yeah, and then get your fist and push it through, like this.
Whoa, I wish people could see you. Just to describe what Wallamie's just done, she's taken a fist and pushed it through the hole of the OK sign and taken the hand of the OK sign all the way down to her elbow.
I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, well known as a fisting technique, I believe,
yeah,
Ames.
Fisting. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
What were you going
to
say?
I think if I say it, you should really edit it out.
Definitely turn off now. Definitely. What were you going
to
say?
Yeah, please turn off, Grandma. I was going to say that if I was to describe to somebody what anal was like, that's...
Or just normal sex.
No, anal. That's the music I do. Anal doesn't feel like that. If my family have listened to this, I am packing up and moving country. But anyway, yeah, so...
Stop doing it.
Please edit that out.
No.
Please.
Absolutely not.
Just do me one solid.
One solid.
Do me a solid one.
Well, do me a solid one. I'll do that for you if you get rid of my cellulite, aka, which is never going to happen.
Thank you. So you're basically not going to edit that. Whatever.
Yeah. No,
but yeah, so I think...
It's what gives us personality, babes. It's what people love. They love it.
Mm, yeah, all right then. I read the other day that cellulite comes in different grades.
Oh, fucking hell. What's the worst one? Because I've got that.
I don't think you have. Shut up. Let me talk you through the grades. So it's
like I will pull my trousers down right now and show you my cellulite. And you know what?
Oh, my God.
Can I quickly say, if you are concerned about your cellulite or you've got a complex about it, one, you're not going to get rid of it. But two, never go in a fucking new look changing room. Because that
I think
makes
all
it
changing rooms,
worse.
The lighting in changing rooms
Topshop's
are hideous.
Fine. Topshop's fine. H&M and Topshop's fine. New look is bad. It's when the lights are like
yeah, directly
above
you. Yeah, it's horrible. I find Zara's quite like that.
Yeah.
It makes sure that you've got dead big bags under your eyes as well because it's shining down on you. Anyway,
maybe we launch a campaign to get all shops to just do lights like Topshop and H&M.
And I know the practicality of it is amazing with the mirrors all around so you've got a full 360 view of your body, but you know what?
Sometimes you just
don't want to see what I look like from behind when I'm trying to try on some jeans that obviously don't fit. I don't want to stare at my muffin top from behind. Honestly. I hate going in changing rooms.
I need a different angle of my love handles. Thanks, babes.
Yeah, you know what? If I wanted to look like what... Like, if I wanted to see what the second pair of tits on my back looked like, I'd just get my boyfriend to take a picture of them. Don't want to do it.
Oh, God, it is horrendous. It's heinous. Why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's horrific.
FYI, if you don't shop at New Look and you've got a complex about your cellulite, one, stop stressing about the cellulite. Two, just don't go to New Look because it's going to make it worse.
Hideous.
Anyway, back to the point. You've been trying to tell me some interesting facts. I've just kept interrupting you. So
yeah. So I'm just gonna quickly go over the grades of cellulite. It's basically like a scale on like it goes 1, 2, and 3.
Oh my God! No way.
3 is like the worst, severe, most cellulite looking cellulite you can get, and 1 is just like oh you've got cellulite, whatever. So grade 1 is obviously mild.
Grade 2 is medium and grade 3 is bad. Is that what you're about
up.
To say?
Shut up. So it kind of like compares each grade to something. So
okay.
Grade 1 is an orange peel. So it's kind of like a little bit bumpy, but it's not.
Okay, I'd say an orange peel is rather bumpy. Maybe a grapefruit, slightly smoother.
Well, grade 2, get this. This actually makes me sick. Cottage cheese.
Oh my God.
So grade 2 is a cottage cheese appearance. And grade 3 is a mattress appearance. So I'm guessing that's like bit larger areas
definitely...
around the lumps. Like bigger lumps but with more surface area like around them.
So like
and then cottage
more...
cheese is more like clumped lumps. And then obviously orange peel is just loads of little ones. That's how I'm visioning
it. I would not compare any of my cellulite to those three things.
I think I'd definitely maybe compare mine on my big fair building to cottage cheese. But like, just like mild cottage cheese, not like...
Yeah, I'm thinking of
just like little lumps.
I'm thinking of when Lol in Tracy Beaker was terrified of cottage cheese and he put it in his shoes and it was dead lumpy. That's that's the image I've got in my head.
I miss
Anybody
Tracy
else
Beaker.
Remember that?
I miss Tracy
no,
Beaker.
No, you don't miss
remember.
Tracy Beaker. I thought I missed Tracy Beaker and then I bought the box set and turned it on and it was actually shit.
So it is. So, yeah, but it's so shit.
No, it was like a bad shit. It was like a, yeah, oh, I know God, it is. This is really bad.
Yeah,
ruined all of my memories of Tracy Beaker now. So don't do it to yourself. Back to cellulite.
Anyway, yeah, that's all I was going to say about the grades. So you've either got orange peel, apparently, you've either got cottage cheese or mattress.
I don't know what mine is.
Yours?
Do you want me to show you now?
No. It's nothing I've not seen before. I'm not saying that, you know.
There's actually a relationship here, guys. Sorry,
not saying
Carl.
That it's bad.
Sorry, Dennis.
Because it's not. We're talking about body positivity
it's
and cellulite. But I've seen your
arse
many times. And I don't really want to see it now. Because, Charlie, all I want to do is go home and eat my tea. And I don't even think about your arse when I'm doing that.
Are you having tea at Dennis's?
No, I won't be able to look him in the eye after I've just spoke about anal on my podcast that he listens to.
With this?
People can't see that. Maybe that should. Maybe we should put an Instagram story on
that. Maybe that could be the
context. By the way, if you're wondering what movement it was this!
Oh, God, can we move on, please?
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
So I'm going to take this in a direction of now we know what cellulite is and mm-hmm. how it, obviously we know how it looks, but like the grades and that kind of thing. I am going to confirm that you cannot get rid of it by using different products. And I've used products before thinking, oh, I'll get rid of it. And actually, I remember distinctly using products from like the age of 15 and being really self-conscious about it, which is quite sad really, isn't it?
It is sad. And I hope like young people who have cellulite listen to this.
But,
and
again,
I hope we spread the word.
Yeah, and again, I think it's very much a conversation around, like I said earlier, since when was it, it's always been a thing.
Mm.
So since when did we view it as a negative thing or something that wasn't right? Because obviously like ASOS and online retailers have stopped photoshopping now, haven't they, for like bikinis and
yeah,
whatever else, which is amazing. But it's kind of a bit like what happened for, I imagine it was Photoshop because
yeah,
it's always been around.
Can I just quickly butt in? Yeah. I remember, I don't know if you saw it, it was on Twitter. It was when they still photoshopped stuff on ASOS and it was a woman in a bikini.
Oh,
and they photoshopped her boobs to look bigger, but they forgot to photoshop one of them. So she just had one massive tit and one
no.
tiny one.
Oh my God, I'm going to find that immediately.
And I was just like, why?
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
I'm sure.
Okay, so
it's a thing.
If you want to see, if I've managed to find this picture, we'll put it on our
stories,
highlights.
Yeah.
Oh, they've literally given her a cleavage.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So
that
bad.
That is awful. Right. We'll put this picture on our Insta highlights if you want to go and have a look. It'll be in the most recent episodes thing. But yeah, this is the thing. Like, nobody, like, her left boob is fine. The right boob is the one that looks weird to me.
Yeah, because it's bloody
yeah.
massive. It's bigger than her head. And she's
yeah.
quite a tiny
Very
girl. So.
Tiny girl. But yeah, I just think it's kind of sad that we managed to get ourselves in a situation where 90% of women and men, I don't know what percent of men have
yeah.
it, but we, 9 out of 10 people have it and we still think it's weird and we try to hide it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember at 15, like buying the, well, mind you, I'm not going to name and shame products because they obviously don't work, but I remember buying anti-cellulite products to try and combat it and it just would not do anything. Mm. Obviously,
yeah.
But I'm now going to go into what actually makes it worse, because if we know we can't get rid of it, let's try and
prevent
and,
it.
And we're wanting
like prevent
to,
it
yeah, if we're conscious about it, if you're not conscious about your cellulite, fucking smash it. I wish I was you.
Yeah.
And I am trying to, like when you go on the beach on holiday, you see people and you're like, oh my God, everyone's got cellulite, what am I worried about? And then
yeah.
I kind of forget about it, but I know a lot of people might not.
Mm.
But in terms of advice on feeling better about it, then there's a few things that you can do to try and stop it from getting any worse or
mm-hmm.
making it look slightly less.
And I think it's good
full
to know
on.
As well, because the things that you're going to go over is things that just make you a better person anyway. You know, yeah. Like
you're a better person for not drinking alcohol.
A healthier person.
Yeah, that is actually what it is. It's just healthy habits. And I'm going to go through things that make it worse and how they make it worse, and things that you can maybe avoid or try to do to try and make the appearance less. Not that you have to. And I feel like I'm wording this in a way where we're trying to hide it. We're not. It's just if you're upset about it or you're bothered by it, then these are little tips that maybe you could.
Yeah, 100%. I think they're useful to know anyway.
Make, yeah.
And it's stuff maybe that you should be incorporated into your diet anyway. Yeah, so
that's it. Yeah. And I think this is, from the research I've done, I think this is going to be quite helpful to us for us to understand how our body works in general in terms of these things.
Very true.
So let's start with alcohol. Like we've already said, there's nothing that causes cellulite. It's a genetic thing. It's just fat. It's just skin. It's just the way it is. Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is.
Things never be the same. So it's kind of like I'm basically trying to find things that make it worse to try and help us, when in actual fact, we should just embrace it.
Yeah.
And I did a bit of research and it was kind of saying like, look, it started out, people thought it was a disease, and then they were trying to get cures for it. And
that is so extra.
Well, this was in like the 30s or the 40s or something. And they were like, what's happening to me? Am I dying? And they were like, no, babes, it's just fat. So they thought they were dying because they had these dimples on their thighs, you know?
I literally cannot believe that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, back to the whole alcohol thing. Alcohol makes cellulite look worse. Because you just kind of your skin's become very dry, and it's not got much hydration. It's not very plump. It's not very like woo, yeah.
Not
go
a
me.
Really nice color,
just,
is it?
Yeah, it's just looking a bit dead.
A bit
really.
Like raw sausage roll meat.
Yeah, and
I love comparing skin to that.
Oh god, that's just I hate
like
sausage
the inside
rolls.
Of a sausage. Oh my god, I love a sausage roll.
Grim. But anyway, regardless, if you want to know. And you haven't already listened to it, but we have an episode on how alcohol affects your skin, haven't we?
Yeah, and it's actually quite shocking. So if you've not listened to that, I would highly recommend. I know we're gonna recommend ourselves, but I would highly recommend that episode.
But yeah, so alcohol doesn't give you cellulite. It can just make it a little bit worse. Just because you don't look very healthy and you're just a bit bleh anyway. Mm. But yeah, there's literally not much more I can say about it, to be perfectly honest. There's nothing that's going to cure it. We're never going to find a cure. If you've got it, you've got it.
Yeah.
Why don't we all just embrace it and just kind of get over the fact that we're not going to get rid of it?
I actually saw, do you know on The Truth About Looking Good with Cherry Healy?
Yeah.
She did an experiment, basically. So it was on The Truth About Looking Good, an experiment in the University of Sunderland. Mm-hmm. So she got like a group of women, put them together, and they tested out three like popular cellulite treatments.
Yeah.
Did it for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So I think the first one was daily exercise.
Yeah.
Second one was a caffeine cream.
Yeah.
Third was body brushing.
I have actually heard that caffeine can make it look worse. It's kind of the same reason for alcohol. It just dehydrates you.
Well, apparently the claim is that the caffeine destroys fat cells. However, like after, spoiler alert, it doesn't. So the ultrasound actually showed no change.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it didn't really
do
much.
That's bullshit.
To be honest, what do you think came last? I've just kind of ruined it. That caffeine cream was
the
a bit
exercise?
Shit. No, the exercise came last.
Yeah, that's what you said. What do you think comes last?
Oh, right.
You said exercise.
I'm tired. So, yeah, exercise actually came last. But it's like a lot of people said that they felt better because they'd
themselves.
Been doing exercise, that they weren't really that arsed. But in terms of stats and everything, exercise did come after caffeine cream. And body brushing came first, dry body brushing.
See, I have got a body brush. The only problem I've got with it actually hurts.
Well, you're not meant to do it too hard. So if your skin's pink, it's all right. But if your skin's like red, you're doing it too hard.
Yeah, see, it kind of it hurts. Even doing it gently for me, like just stroking bristles across my skin kind of goes through me a bit. So I think it's more that it goes through me than it hurts, but I'm just like, ew. But you're supposed to do the dry brushing like upwards towards your heart, aren't you? So start from the back of your knee, go up to your bum, and then pull it round your front to like in between your boobs.
Yeah,
and then let
that's
and
like,
keep
yeah,
doing
cause
it
it's to do with your lymph nodes, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like toxins and stuff, like trying to release them.
Yeah, that's it. And that was another thing with caffeine and alcohol, is that they've got quite a lot of toxins in them. So you've got a toxin buildup. Not that that's what causes cellulite, but I think it can contribute to making it look worse.
Yeah. I read as well on the same forum I found the information for the study on, that the dry brushing, like somebody, like a, what am I trying to say?
Professional?
Yeah, a professional said that it didn't actually do anything. It just like tried to distribute the fat a bit more, so it was less visible. So like you said before, you actually kind of, you can't get rid of cellulite. You can try and lower the appearance of it, but if you've got it, you might as well just learn to love it because there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, and sorry to everybody who turned on this episode thinking, oh my God, I want to find my cure, these girls. It is worth me saying though, having said that, we're not just trying to find the easy way out. This has actually been one of the hardest episodes I've found to do the research for, because there's so much bullshit news around. But also, I came across a really interesting article, and it was one of those super sciencey ones, and it had links to all of the experiments that they referenced in it to show that there's no way of getting rid of it, there's no way of curing it. And it was like, I'm not going to name brand names, because I'm sure you can go on the internet and find it yourself, but I don't want to get bashed for it. But they've all been, there's like tons of brands that have been sued for claiming, and like everyday brands that you can literally walk to Boots right now and buy all of them, have all been sued and had to pay damages for claiming to cure or get rid of your cellulite.
So if
you find a cream or a product, it won't say will cure or will get rid of. It'll be like can reduce the appearance of. When actually, first of all, it's not going to reduce the appearance of. And second of all, loads of brands have got in trouble. And I mean like drugstore brands.
Yeah.
Who do I think it's not really,
drugstore. Yeah, it's not really great, is it? I think as a message that big brands want to be sending out to people who are looking to actively remove any sign of cellulite, they should be sending out the message that, oh, it's fine, don't worry, rather than here's how to remove it.
Yeah.
It's not a very body positive thing, is
it? No, it's not.
I sound like a right, like, oh, body positivity, like,
no,
I want everybody
to
be happy. But no, it is. It's very true. Like,
yeah, and you know
everyone
what?
Should be comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah, the only time I ever feel comfortable with my cellulite is when I see somebody else on a beach with it and I'm like, she looks great, and then I'm like, oh, she's got cellulite, like I didn't expect her to already, because like what do we say, 85 to 90% of people, women and men, well mostly women,
less percent
of men suffer with it. So the only time I ever feel like, oh yeah, go me, I'm fine, is when I see somebody else with it, and I think that's really sad. Like, we should just embrace it. So basically, if you've tuned in to find a cure for cellulite, one, we're both really sorry. Two, there's no cures. Three, body brushing is kind of proven to help just because it gets rid of toxins through your lymph nodes. And four, we're here just to say embrace your natural skin, which is the birthday skin way anyway, isn't it?
It is.
So I don't know why you didn't expect that.
I think that's a nice little end to it, to be honest.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's really, like, it is, it's mostly about attitude than it is
100%
the actual root cause of the problem.
100%.
Yeah.
If you've got it, just know that you probably inherited it and it's not your fault and it's not excess fat. Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up if you've got it. Literally, that's all we're trying to say.
Yeah, literally.
Cool.
And on that note, I'm just going to go and stare at my cellulite. And remember, if you have got a thing about it, like, even though you just said, just don't go to the New Look changing rooms. I'm sorry, New Look, your changing room lighting is really bad. And I'm pretty sure somebody who, one of the 10% of people who don't have cellulite, probably go in those changing rooms and see cellulite because of that.
Yeah,
bad. They're probably just buy the clothes from New Look, try one at home and return them if they don't fit, because it's not worth the hassle if you're feeling a bit low.
Shopping advice from Charlie Perry.
There you go.
Who does she think
Birthday
she is?
Shopping.
I know, yeah.
So we usually say, hey, all products are linked on the website. They're not, because there aren't any for this episode, to be honest. You can get body brushes anywhere, Boots, you know, Superdrug, yada yada. And they're all pretty easy to get hold of and super cheap. So, yeah, in which case, if you, if you're enjoying our podcast, then give us a little subscribe and
love
review
on
iTunes.
That
would be cute.
I know.
But it helps us get high in the charts. We've been ranking super high lately.
We have.
So
I'm really enjoying
it.
I check it every day. I'm like, me too. I changed me.
We did get another review the other day. So
I know,
FYI,
I love
thank
people.
You for whoever left that. We love you. And on that note, goodbye.
Bye.